Can you name the only president who achieved a debt-free America? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Well, if you guessed the seventh president, Andrew Jackson, you win. Jackson was a rare world leader at the time. He was born into poverty and learned the value of a dollar. In honor of America's birthday this week, we're taking a look at how the founding fathers handled money. Like a lot of politicians, Jackson called debt a national curse when running for office in 1824, and he meant it. He feared the power of a moneyed aristocracy that could destroy liberty with financial power. Debt was a four-letter word. In fact, a popular belief at the time was that each generation should pay off its own national debt, because leaving debt to children who had no vote was a form of taxation without representation. Jackson stripped the budget, focusing on the bottom line, more money in than out. He also feared a central bank that was too big to fail and broke up the powerful force in Washington. He wrote in 1829 as he began his presidency, "How gratifying the effect of presenting to the world the sublime spectacle of a republic of more than 12 million happy people in the 54th year of her existence, free from debt and with all her immense resources unfettered." By January of 1835, he achieved his dream. He was a controversial figure. Jackson made a lot of enemies with his cut-the-budget programs. But Jackson showed Americans even a country can be free from debt if you truly work at it. To learn more about God's thoughts on money, check out Crown's new Money Life Personal Finance course. And for a free audio download on recovering from financial captivity, go to mymoneylife.org. MyMoneyLife.org.